lāma dāmbā jīmdhē dēdī shēn shāpān dā chūmbā yāng dābrā sūpē sāng jēpān jāvā shācā būvā rūpā dāng shābū dāmbā dāvā shēpān jīdēn jīmbā jīvān dū yākā lō jīvā lā dāng mīnīm dē dāmbā sāng yā cīndhēn dē lā chācā lō chūdhū dē būsā jīvā cīndhēn lā dū sū lāma dāmbā jīmdhē dēdī shēn shāpān dā chūmbā yāng dābrā sūpē sāng jēpān jāvā shācā būvā rūpā dāng shābū dāmbā dāra shiapaṁ jītēn kiṁpā jīvūṁ tū yākā lō jīvā lādāṁ mīnum jītāṁ pā saṅgā chūmdēn tē lā chātā lō chūtā tē kū jīvā chīnjēn lā tū sū ngā lā mā tūṁ pā chūmdēn tē tī shiṁ shiapaṁ tā chūmbā yāṁ tā pā sā vē saṅgā pāṁ jā vā shā jā tū ā rūpā tāṁ shā kū tēn pāṁ dāra shiapaṁ jītēn kiṁpā jīvūṁ tū yākā lō jīvā lādāṁ mīnum jītāṁ pā saṅgā chūmdēn tē lā chātā lō chūtā tē kū jīvā chīnjēn lā tū sū Kanzi-kanyin-zo-wa-jya-dum-jya-sa-jin-de-la-kum-ba-dum-bo-na-nga-nyi-yi-dum-de-na-cho-cho-dum-de-de-ke-ba-cho-la-cha-za-lo. Nam-da-gung-a-cho-do-so-sa-wa-yi-chi-jya-do-si-ye-lum-bo-da-ta-ba-ji-de-sun-na-la-me-wa-kum-ba-chun-ye-cho-la-cha-za-lo-sa-da-da-wa-ja-men-da-we-ya-sa-da-da-wa-cho-la-cha-za-lo.
Tonight had before the discourse to give an oral transmission of the in few mantras the kind of compassion of Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra and Tara mantra. And the compassion Buddha's mantra. And the Manjushri Buddha wisdom that and then Pachapani. Then the Lamrim prayer, the meditation, the prayer of the meditation on the whole path to, the whole graduate path to enlightenment. So, to do that, to give this oral transmission. Those who would like to receive. So in the time when I do this, then I mention the benefits of each purpose of reciting each of this mantra or this the prayer of the graduate path of enlightenment. So before the discourse, to that. The oral transmission, of the the words of the words, the teaching of the graduate path to the the state, the state of mind that which has ceased all the mistakes of the mind, all the obscurations, all the defilements, and which is perfected in all the qualities, is it all the realizations of the path. What's called full enlightenment, Buddhahood, that which we can, which are that we can experience, is when this manner continue. You see, on the continuation of the our present, you see, the conscience, this state, this peerless happiness, you know, the state of the peerless, say, state of peace, the perfect peace. We can experience this, we can establish this on the continuation of this present conscience by, training the mind in the path. In other words, with the skillful means, the method and wisdom. So by generating this path, what is contained in this teaching, that we can, you see, any happiness that one is looking for, that one can gain, one can achieve. Happiness of this life, happiness of his life, is more important. And more important than that, you see, the ultimate happiness, the cessation of the whole entire suffering and the causes. You see, the end of the end of the whole problems and causes. And even more important is, you see, the state of mind that which is you see, completely pure, having ceased all the, even the subtle defilements or mistakes. The obscuration which interferes, you know, to, which interferes the conscience, you see, to fully see, to directly perceive all the existence, past, present, future, everything, the which obscuration of the fully known mind, the obscuration which interferes the, you see, continuation of this our conscience to become the omniscient mind. So you see, even this imprint, the subtle obscuration, the subtle mistakes of the mind, which is left by the ignorance, the concept of true existence, concept of true existence, concept of inherently existence, that which doesn't exist inherently, inherently existence, which doesn't exist in the reality, which is empty.
Mm.
And this state of mind, that which is perfect in all the, because the, you know, having ceased all the gross, is subtle obscurations, even that subtle imprint left by the, you know, the disturbing thought, the ignorance of ignorance apprehending the true existence, and which produces the true existent appearance, which produces the dual appearance and the dual view. So this, even this, is a subtle obscuration. You see, get purified, get ceased.
Mm.
So when this gets ceased, so the our consciousness, you see, fully developed in the understanding, in the realization, it becomes omniscient. Like, for example, the mirror, that which can reflect, small mirror, can, you see, which can reflect the whole city or how many objects in the supermarket, you see, in the, you know, how many objects there in the market, you see, can, in the shop, you see, that small mirror can reflect everything, can, you see, you can see everything there, you know, very clearly. It can show, it can give all the, it can give very clear reflection of the whole city, or the, you see, how many objects, thousands, billions of objects in that shop, you see, the small mirror can reflect, as it is clear, as it doesn't have obscuration, dirt, is other materials as obscuring, you know, as it doesn't have other obstacles, you see, covering that. So, like that, you see, continue, yeah, when all the mistakes are, obscurations are purified, ceased by generating the remedial path, then, you see, that time, our conscience becomes omniscient. So, that state is the enlightenment, the full enlightenment of Buddhahood state. So the omniscient mind itself, that complete pure mind, enlightenment, or the ultimate nature of that omniscient mind, you see, ultimate nature, the shunyata, or the ultimate nature of that omniscient mind, you see, it's so that is enlightenment. Buddhahood state, or the full enlightenment, or the non-abiding soulless state. So, however, so by achieving this, what's the purpose of one soul achieving this? So that one can perfectly, you see, guide the sentient beings. So, since one has achieved omniscient mind, one can see every sentient being's mind, the different characteristics, the level of mind, karma, and every single different methods, what fits, you see, to each sentient beings. to guide them and say happiness to happiness to the full enlightenment. The peerless, the perfect state of peace. So, also one is perfect by, you see, as one has the omniscient mind to see, you see, every single sentient being's characteristics, level of mind, you see, the various the methods, you see, to guide them in happiness, to free them from the sufferings. The different levels of sufferings, you know, from the obscurations. Also, one has a, you know, perfect power to reveal the methods to them. So, by manifesting, is it, by manifesting, even for one sentient being, by manifesting various forms, whatever is necessary, various forms, is a 100,000 various forms, you know, is a, and then by revealing different methods and guide the sentient being in the path of the happiness. So it is gradually true. To the full enlightenment. So also, this time, one has, you see, completed the mind training and the compassion. So you see, therefore, one, you see, the mind is complete, the mind is, you see, complete training in the compassion towards, you see, every sentient being. Towards every sentient being. So, you see, by achieving, you see, full enlightenment, that what makes to guide, you see, to every sentient, what makes to work for every sentient being, you see, to bring happiness, from happiness to happiness, to the full enlightenment. So, it's mainly by the compassion. You see, because there's compassion to every sentient being, great compassion to every sentient being, to everyone, depending on whether they make offering to the Buddha, to the enlightened one, you see, whether they make offering or do not make offering, whether they criticize or whether they praise, without depending on what the sentiment do, without discrimination. You see, so if for the Buddha, the enlightened being, the fully enlightened being, you see, even somebody cut one side of the body, you see, even somebody cut piece by piece, you know, piece by piece, even somebody cut with you see, with a knife, with axe, then another sentient being makes offering, you see, puts you see, perfume on one side of the holy body, puts, you know, ointment, the perfume, makes offering like this. From the side of the, you see, even though from the side of the sentient beings, even they do different, you see, different, one harms, one helps, one harms, but you see, From the side of the enlightened being, there's no discrimination. You see, there's a compassion, equal compassion to the sentient being who harm and to the sentient being who makes offering, who put ointment, you see, put perfume to the holy body. There's no discriminating thought. There's no discriminating thought. You see, to have more compassion to this person who helps, you know, and to less compassion or to not have compassion, you see, and not, you see, not doing work for this, not helping for this other sentient being who harms, who cuts the body, you see, piece by piece. So there's compassion, equal compassion to both, exactly same compassion to both sentient beings. So because of that, you see, so from Buddha's side, you see, guide, Buddha does work for both sentient beings without discrimination. So like this, Buddha has equal the great compassion to every sentient being. So therefore, you see, every sentient being receives guidance according to the level of their mind by manifesting various forms. Those who are pure mind, pure form, those who are impure mind, then according to that impure form, mistaken form, ordinary form, as an ordinary person, however, they say whatever is needed. The king, minister, judge, as a monk, you see, as a man, woman, you see, whatever, you see, whatever is necessary, whatever is beneficial, you see, even prostitute, you see, even as a butcher, whatever, you see, even hunger ghost, whatever is necessary for that particular, to guide that particular sentient being. So, as the sentient beings have, you see, various karma, various, you see, level of mind, various level of mind, various characteristic of mind. So therefore, one method cannot fit, one teaching, one method cannot fit to everyone. So you need to reveal, you see, manifest various forms that to communicate, to guide. You see, and even teachings have to reveal various teachings according to the level of their mind. So how you validate this, you see, after one become, you see, fully enlightened being, and then you see one guide with the body, speech, and mind. By revealing various means to the sentient beings. So, that is one perfect guide all sentient beings without any slightest mistake, without any effort, naturally. So, when the even though the sun that rises, even though it's one sun, you know, but the how many water, oceans or water dew, even water dew, how many water, you know, even small scale water dew on the plant, you see, how many water there is on the earth, you see, this one sun that rises, it reflects in every water. As long as the water doesn't have, obscuration, you know, cover, it reflects to every, you see, in every water, even small scale water dew, you know, big, you see, oceans. So, you see, the sun does not have motivation to reflect. You know, doesn't have to put effort to reflect. So like that, naturally, You see, the reflection is there as it rises. So like this, after one achieve, you see, full enlightenment, then this is how, similar way, how one guides the sentient beings naturally. You see, guide, perfectly guide the sentient beings, by revealing various means with the holy body, holy speech, and holy mind. So, the ultimate aim that is to bring, the ultimate aim is the happiness of the sentient beings, you see, to obtain happiness for the sentient beings. The ultimate goal to meditate, the ultimate goal to practice Dharma is, you see, happiness of each, to obtain happiness for each sentient beings, to bring everyone to the, you see, not just to give happiness, you see, physical comfort and physical and mental, you see, the comfort, happiness of this life. Not only that, you see, not only happiness in this life, but you see, more important than that, the long run happiness is the happiness of all the coming future lives. Happiness of all the coming future lives. In other words, until you see one cuts the continuation of the cycle of the death and rebirth. You see, until one breaks this, until one breaks this suffering, continuation of this suffering, you see, one has to take birth and die and birth, and well, again one takes a birth, again one experiences the suffering of death. So, has to struggle continuously. So, that, how long that takes time? How long takes time to, you see, to be free, to be completely free from the cycle of death and rebirth? So, That depends on, you see, whether we meet right path or not, and how skillfully we practice. You see, whether we meet the right path or not, whether we understand, whether we practice or not. So even that, how skillfully we practice. So how quickly we achieve the liberation from the cycle of the suffering, condition of the suffering, cycle of death and rebirth. So this depends on, you see, how skillfully we, even we practice, how skillfully we practice. So, you see, to lead the sentient beings, you see, say, in the long run, happiness, the future life, happiness, you see, to obtain happiness, in the long run, the future lives of the sentient beings. Then, even more important, you see, much more important than that, you know, to cause them, you see, ultimate happiness. See, to bring them in the complete end of the whole suffering, whole problem, and the causes, the karma and the disturbing thoughts. Where, you see, they do not experience anymore, you see, the suffering of and the rebirth, old age, sicknesses and death and so forth. you see, all these problems where they never have to experience at all. So the ultimate happiness. So to cause them to bring this you see, ultimate happiness, this ultimate liberation is much more important. Then now more important than this, however, the most important among all this happiness this life, happiness of future lives, which are still temporary, and ultimate happiness, the just the liberation from the, you see, the whole entire, the true suffering, true cause of the suffering. So among all this happiness that will cause, you see, to other sentient beings, even the most important one is, you see, to bring the sentient beings in the, you see, the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment, the state of mind that which has ceased all the mistakes of the mind, and you see, perfected in all the realizations. So when you see, so this one, this state is the full enlightenment, is the, you see, completed peace, the completed, you see, the peace of mind. Until one achieves this full enlightenment, you see, one hasn't completed the peace of mind. You see, one, the mind is not, you see, fully developed. Is not fully developed, you see, in the understanding. So you see, as I mentioned last night, so the different levels, you see, to benefit, to cause happiness for other sentient beings. You see, as I mentioned, the main topic is the emphasis is that how we are responsible, you see, to pacify all the sentient beings' sufferings, to obtain happiness for all the sentient beings. How we are responsible. So here, you see, then the question is, what can I do? What should I, you see, how can I benefit for them? So, benefit is not to give suffering to them. You see, to giving harm to them is not the benefit. This is not this is not what they want. As oneself want happiness, do not want suffering. Even the slightest suffering, discomfort in the dream, even in the dream, even during the sleep, even in the dream. So same thing. Every other sentient being also, you see, want happiness, do not want even the slightest discomfort, even the sleep, even the dream. So what we want is happiness. So, therefore, you see, the benefit the service, what we should do other same, for other sentient being is that we should do what they want, not what they what do not want, which is the suffering, the harm. So, so you see, this life comfort, you know, the happiness, is more important than that. You see, more important the benefit, greater happiness, the greater benefit is the happy, the long run happiness, happiness of future lives. Now, even more important than, more important benefit than that, you see, we should cause others is the ultimate happiness, the to end, to completely end the whole entire, the true suffering, the, all the problems and causes. So, more, even, see, now the greatest benefit, among all this greatest benefit, is what we should offer sentient beings, for the sentient beings, what they are missing, what they really need, you see, is the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. The state of the mind that, you see, seven sees all the mistakes and all the realizations, all the qualities. So, this state of, this peerless state of perfect peace. So, this is the greatest benefit. This is the complete, you know, peace of mind, you see, complete peace of mind. So, this is the greatest benefit. So, even the sentient beings don't know what it means, don't even they, that even they don't know what it means. Even they don't know what it means, the full enlightenment, Buddhahood or full enlightenment. The ultimate happiness, even they don't know about it, even they don't know what it means, even they don't talk about it, even they don't think about it, but you can see, in everyday life, how they live the life. From that, you see, one can understand. And this is what they're looking for, what they needed. Even they don't talk about it. So, for example, you see, when they do business, they look for the, according to their capacity, how much they can afford. You see, how much fund they have, you see, how much they can afford. You see, they make the business, you see, which has the greatest profit. They're looking for the greatest profit. You see, according to how much money they can spend. Actually, the desire is, you see, the, to have the greatest profit that exists in the world. You see, the desire is that, the wish is that. So even one go for shopping, one buy the best quality, one buy the best quality material, that which can last longer, best quality last longer. So even one goes to buy food, you see, that which is a better quality. You see, so according to their own capacity, you see, whatever the best thing they can get, so they try to get that. So from this you can understand, even they don't talk about happiness of future lives, even they don't talk about the long run happiness, even they don't talk about the long run happiness, happiness of future lives, ultimate happiness, even they don't talk about, and the highest, the full enlightenment. But you see, by examining how they know in the everyday life, how they what they wishes, you know, which they know, which they can discriminate. You see, according to their wishes, they choose the best, highest quality. So, it's due to ignorance. Only due to ignorance, they don't know these things. But this is what, but this is what they need to achieve. So, especially is the full enlightenment. This is what they need to achieve. This is what they need to achieve. And oneself has the responsibility. Has the responsibility to, you see, to bring them in this full peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. Why? How, see, oneself, how oneself is responsible? Because oneself has received perfect human rebirth. You see, first of all, we have the mind that which, you see, which is, you see, which has a Buddha nature, which has a nature of the fully enlightened one. The clear light, the nature of the mind, you see, is a clear light. So this is the, you see, Buddha nature, nature of the fully enlightened being. You see, it is, can be said that because it is not oneness with the, it is not oneness with the, you see, obscurations. Like the sky is not oneness with the clouds, you know, skies were not oneness with the, you know, with the clouds, fogginess. you see, the fogginess, the cloud is temporary. You see, temporary. It comes and goes away. And due to depending on cause conditions, it comes, depending on cause conditions, depending on other cause conditions, it goes away. And the sky becomes clear. Same thing, you see, you see, due to dependent cause conditions, the mirror get obscured by dirt, but by dependent other cause conditions, the dirt can be, dirt which is on the mirror can be cleaned away. So it's temporarily obscured. Same thing, you see, the nature of our mind, that which is a clear light, you see, the obscurations, the ignorance, anger, attachment, these disturbing thoughts, these obscurations are temporarily there. These obscurations are temporary, it's not permanent. So due to you see, cause conditions, the mind is obscured, but due to another cause conditions, they can be cleared away. So one can be free from the guilt, from the fear. You see, from the fear, from the guilt. You see, from all these things. From all these undesirable things. So, depending on how we live the life, depending on how what we do with the mind. So one way it obscures the mind, one way, you see, the mind becomes free. You see, free from these obscurations. You know, become awakened. you see, awakened, fully awakened from these obscurations, the defilements, so dependent, say. So, you see, even each day, you see, depending on what action we do, one action obscures the mind, one action, you see, it frees the mind, makes thinner the obscuration, the defilements, makes thinner, makes the mind, free. So depending, you see, with the body, spirit, mind, what act, how we live the life, how we act. So, you see, there are different effect to the mind. These actions have different effect. With what kind of attitude we do these actions. You see, with negative attitude we do actions, that it affects the mind, that it obscures the mind. You see, when we do actions with ignorance, anger, attachment, with this disturbing thoughts, with this obscured mind, when we do action, then it affects the mind, it obscures the mind, you know. But when we do the actions, when we live the life with wisdom, you see, the path, method of wisdom. However, none hatred, none attachment, none ignorance, you see, with this mind, with this attitude, when we live the life, when we do the work, you see, the effect is positive, you know, it diminishes the obscuration, the defilement, it purifies, it makes less, you know, thinner. So, so when we practice, it, you see, that depending on how skillful, how perfect practice we do, it makes right immediately that time, you see, it purifies the mind. That much the mind gets purified, thinner obscuration. And some out of these negative attitudes, you see, the ignorance and anger attachment, this attitude, you know, we do the action with the body, spirit, mind, you see, the heavier it is, it obscures more the mind, it defiles more. So it produces more confusion in day-to-day life, in the long run and the future lives. So it's demand rising, like a weather, you know, the mirror and weather that I mentioned. So similar, you see, in that way, we experience suffering, we experience happiness. we have various experiences due to different negative attitude and positive attitude, you see, of way of living the life. Due to that, there's happiness and there's suffering. Yeah. So we have this nature of the mind, the clear light, that which is clear light, that which is empty, say, existing, you see. From its own sight.
Did you mind? See? However, mind, phenomena, you see, that which one, you see, possess, which the self possess, you see, phenomena that which the self possess, and that which is non-substantial, colorless, shapeless. Which is nature is a clear and perceiving object. For that is the definition of the mind. Which nature is a clear and perceiving object. That which is colorless, shapeless, you know, you see, they're non-substantial. which is not object of the the five senses, and that so you see such this phenomena, such this characteristic of phenomena, you see, depending on this, depending on such this characteristic, you see, phenomena, then one has a labeled mind. Depending on such this phenomena, you see, base, then you see, mind, it is a merely imputed on this. So, therefore, there is no such a mind. There is no such a mind existing from its own side. There's no real mind from its own sight, except what is merely imputed on that phenomena, depending on that phenomena. What is merely imputed, the mind, except, you know, what is merely imputed. The mind, what is merely imputed by the mind, depending on that basis. So therefore, there is no such thing as a real mind, you see, from its own side. There is no mind from its own side. So therefore, the mind is empty, existing from its own side. So that is the clear light. That is the one definition of clear light. Clear light nature. which refers to the ultimate nature of the mind. The main meaning of the ultimate nature of the, the main meaning of the clear light nature. So. So this, which this is the ultimate nature of the mind, the clear light nature, that which is, you see, not oneness with the obscurations, with the, the disturbing thoughts. So you see, so because of that, by depending on the, is it by depending on cause conditions. You see, so like this, by depending on cause conditions, this defilement can be eliminated. So just like the example mind, you see, there's no such a real mind from its own side. There's no mind, you see, there's no unlabeled mind. So the way the mind exists is being merely imputed by the mind, depending on that particular character of phenomena. So, yeah. So therefore, mind is labeled. The way the mind exists is is imputed by the mind on that particular base. So the mind exists by depending on that, you see, that particular phenomena, the base, that which is clear, that is the phenomena, this non-substantial, colorless, shapeless, you see, that which is clear, perceiving object, depending on that base, and then depending on the thought which labels, by depending on those two, then the mind exists. In other words, mind exists in my name. So, what is called mind is name. So, name has to come from the mind. Name has to be imputed by the mind. Yeah. So, there is no mind from its own side. So, mind came from the mind. There is no mind from its own side. There is no mind existing from its own side. You see? So, the mind which exists is the labeled mind, not unlabeled. So what which appears unlabeled, which appears to us as unlabeled is a hallucination. It's a hallucination. Doesn't exist, that mind. That which appears real from its own side, that doesn't exist. So same thing you see, that independent mind, you see, independent mind, say, unlabeled mind, all this is not true. It's a false. There's no such thing exist in the reality. So in the reality, it is empty. The mind, do you see, mind is empty, existing from the side. So, you see, the person, you see, the audience, you see, the people who see, you see, what a magician person transformed. You see, the golden palace, or you see, beautiful man or woman, you see, the magician person transformed with the mantra and substances, power of substances and power of mantra, you see, hallucinated the audience, you see, the people who watch their senses. So then, you see, the audience, the people who are watching, so, you see, as the rope or piece of wood or stone, whatever, the magician person transformed that in the beautiful man or woman, you see, when the audience, as they see a beautiful man or woman, you see, when they start to believe that is true, when they start to believe that is true, you see, this concept is this concept is a wrong concept. Why it's a wrong concept? Because, you see, object what they, you see, mind or the concept, you see, the way it apprehend what it believes, you see, doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. What it believes, object what it believes, that beautiful man, woman, golden palace, it doesn't exist. It appears, but it doesn't exist. You see, what piece of wood or stone, whatever the magician person is using to transform, you see, even the appearance of beautiful man or woman, you see, as it appears to the audience, those whose senses are defected, you see, by the power of mantra or the, you see, power of the substances. So as things appear to dim, it doesn't exist. For even there, you see, that their thought, which believes that is true, there's a real beautiful man or woman in the golden palace. You see, how this thought is wrong, you see, is understood, you see, even that is understood wrong, even by the magician person. Magician person, and also the person, you see, person whose sense of eyes, you know, are not affected by the power of mantra and the power of, you see, the substances. You see, whose sense of eyes not affected by this, and they can prove, you see, they can see that person's, you see, concept, you see, the mind which believes that there is a real man or woman, you see, that is wrong. And also even the people themselves, you see, later they can realize, even they don't realize in the meantime, you see, their concept, you see, their mind is false, but later, they can see. When they discovered this musician persons, you see, transformed by power, mantra, and substances, this is just transformation. When they find out that, they can see, they discover by themselves, their own, even by themselves, see, the previous, the concept is wrong concept. Why? Because the object, what it believes, doesn't exist. So like this. So, you see, yeah. So same thing like the mind. You see, it's in the existing permanent side. So the same thing, the I, you see, the self, the I. So maybe like this. So to get an idea, clear idea about this. So like this, as I often used, the example is a table, that which may be simpler. So this gives an idea of some idea of, you see, how the table exists in reality. This gives some idea. This way of analyzing is not the correct way of meditating on emptiness. It's not the correct way of meditating emptiness, but it gives an idea of, it's not the correct way meditating on emptiness. But this, for as a beginner, especially, you see, yeah, it gives an idea, you see, how the table exists in the reality. What is the table? It gives some idea. So You see, the say. So first of all, like this, you see, when the person comes, when the person enters in the room, you see, when the person enters in the room, yeah, you see, what makes, you see, person sees this table in this, person sees this table, you see, in this hall, you see, this table. But what makes the person to label, you see, this, what makes the person to label, to decide name table, you see, to this one, not this one, not, you see, not this one, the step, you see, this. What makes the person, you see, to decide the name, you see, giving a table to this, but not that one, not this one, and not this one. You see, not the throne, you see. So anyway, do you see, particularly this, not that one. So what, however, you see, what is it that, you see, person, what makes the person to decide name, to, you see, to give the label table? What is? What makes the person to decide the name table? You see, it has to depend on reason. It has to depend on the reason. There has to be a reason before deciding the label table. You see, the reason is that person sees, first of all, there's a material there. There's a material there which can be used to lift things, which does function to lift things, to put things on the top. So person sees that first. You see, that one first. So that one becomes the reason. That one becomes the reason to label table. To label table. That one makes the person to, you see, to decide this particular among many labels, but to among many labels, you see, there are many labels, there are numberless labels, numberless existence. But this makes person to decide, you see, this particular label table. So you see, therefore this thing that which lifts up thing, which you see, which lift, you see, this thing which does function lifting up things, you see, to put things on the top. So you see, so that which is the reason, which is the reason in the mind of the person, you see? That is the basis. Before the label, there is a reason. Reason comes before. The reason which comes in the mind is the basis for the label. So the basis, so therefore, the person has a, you see? So we see the base first. We see the base first. Then we put a label. It's table. So you see, so therefore, this thing that we see first, you see, this material that we see first, you see, which can function to lift things, to put things on top. So that is not table. That is not table. That is the basis. You see, that is not table. That is not table. That's the basis. So because the basis comes first. You see the basis first, which is the reason. So therefore, then this one called step, this one called table, you see, this one called throne. So you see, one put different label. Otherwise, you see, if you're the first time, if you don't see the basis first, if the reason which is the basis, seeing the base, if that's not preliminary, if it's not the first, then you see there hasn't got any reason why you label table. There is no reason, you see, there's no reason to label table, there's no reason in the mind to label this is throne. You see, there's no reason, you see, which means to decide this, to give this particular label. So you see, if the person sees the table, before putting the label table, if the person sees the by seeing the table, if the person labels table, you see now, if the first thing what the person sees, if the person what sees, person sees is the table, then you see, there's no reason to label table. There's no reason, you see. It's already a table. So why you label table on the table? You see, there's no reason. You see, there's no reason, you see, there's no reason. So, for example, when the parents label, you see, a name called Jeff, you see some, and name, you see, when the parents label, they label on something which is not Jeff, you see, on something which is not Jeff. So that has meaning. That has meaning, you see, to label Jeff on something which is not Jeff. That has meaning. But, you see, if the basis, the aggregate basis is already Jeff, you see, if that's already Jeff, then, you see, there's no purpose to label Jeff on the Jeff. You see, then it becomes numberless. Then again you have to label Jeff on the Jeff. Then you have labeled Jeff on the Jeff, you know. So it's uncountable. It's an uncountable number. So this is one logic that is used in the four-point analysis. The first, you know, it should be clear. You see, in that case, in the four-point analysis, the analysis of four-point, it says that indeed, you see, if the I is truly existent, then you see, it should be, covered by the reason. You see, the second thing is the point of, you see, if anything exists, you see, that if anything exists, it should be either with aggregates or it should exist separately. So in case, you see, so if the I is truly existent, then it has to be one of these. Either exist, you see, one is with aggregates or separately from the aggregates. So if it's one is with aggregates, then this mistake arises. So, you see, I, who is a receiver, and the aggregates, what is received? What is received? Aggregates, this body mind, what is received, and the I, you see, the receiver. So the what is received, you see, becomes one. In other words, you see,
the I, the owner and the possession, you see, the aggregates, body and mind becomes one. So possessor and possession becomes one. You know? So it's not possible, you see. Possessor, the owner and possession, you see, they, no way it can be one. So they have to be they have to be different. So how about so you see, as I mentioned there, like this. So you see, if the person sees table first, then what's the reason to label table? You see, there's no reason to label table on the table. That which is already table. So there's no meaning, no purpose. So then again, same thing. What you see? So again, same thing. You see, the person sees the table first. To you see. When you see the base, normally when we say I see the table, that means you see, by seeing the base, then we say I see the table. In order to see the table, you have to see the base first. Basis of the table first. Otherwise, there's no reason. You haven't got any reason to say, you see, I see table. You haven't got any reason, explanation. You haven't got any reason, you see. So by seeing the basis, then it is believed. By seeing the basis, which is used to put things on top of, you see, to function that way. By seeing that, then it is it is believed. You see, one labels. One labels, I see table. I see table. You see. So by seeing the basis of this, I see state. By seeing the basis of this function, what it does, and then I see tone. So by seeing that particular object, what particular function it does, by seeing that, then when you see the labels, I see tone, I see state, table, like this. So the seeing the base has to come first, you see. So that is not the table. So this, you see, so this thing that which this thing that which does function living things, or this thing that to sit on, this thing that which say, works on top, you see, which this thing, you see, which we use say, as reason to label step and throne, you see, that's not throne and that's not step, and this is not table. It's a basis to label table. So that is one thing. This is one meditation, you see, to find out what is the table. So it's not this. So it's not this. Not, you see, this thing that, yeah, the thing that which we use reason, as a reason to label table, so it's not table. So this is not front, this is not state. So the other thing, so you see, even by this, from this analysis, it became different now. It became different. Table and basis to be labeled table, throne and basis to be labeled throne, step and basis to be labeled step. Different. You see, it's different. It's not what we normally think. That concrete thing itself is the, this is table and that step, this is throne. Which we use the reason.
So other thing, so we call parts of the table. So the, when we say parts of the table, it means parts of the table is not table. See, so this is not table, that is not table, this is not table, that is not, this is not table. So parts of the table means it's not table, even from the language. Or even from the language, which when we say part of the table, means it's not table. So even the whole group, even the whole this part gathered is not table. It's, you see, even the group of the parts is not table. What is that? There's a basis to be labeled table. You see, is a basis to be labeled table. So you see, So there's no, you see, nothing of this is table, even the whole group is not table. Whole group is the basis to be labeled table. So it's clear. Now other thing, you see, nowhere is a table. There's no table here, there's no table there, there's no table there, there's no table on this side, on this, there's no table. Nowhere, nowhere there's a table. There's nowhere there's a table on this. This is second thing. See, first thing is when person comes in the room, when we judge, when we put the labels, what is the evolution of the label, you see? How we put the label, you see? So from by that evolution, you see, you can see reasons what we used before we put label is not the, is not that thing. You know, the basis what we see, the reason which is the basis what we see, you know, this thing that to lift, to put things on top, it is that that's not table. So you put the label table afterwards. So it's clear, it is different. Then second thing, yeah, the third thing, second thing, you see, nothing of these parts is table. Nothing, the part of the table is not table. So even the whole group is not table. It's a basis to be labeled table. So now it becomes more clear, the table is different from the basis, from this, you see. Third, you cannot find table on this anywhere. You see, nowhere you can find table on this. But that doesn't mean there's no table in this room. You see, that doesn't mean table doesn't exist. Table exists in this room. There's no table on this, but there is table in this room. In this hall, there are many tables. I think these are must be tables. Anyway, so you see there are many tables here. You see, in this room there is a table, but there's no table here on this. You see, this must clear what the table is. You see, this is not the correct way of meditating on emptiness. This is not the correct way. It's where is the table to search this? This way of searching table is the merely imputed table. See, searching, that's not the correct way, because you left out, you left out, you see, the truly the reputed object, you haven't touched the repudiant object. Repudiant object, the true existing table is left there. So you see, what you're supposed to realize empty is left there. You haven't touched it. So therefore, you see, according to Lama Tsongkhapa, you see, many of those great pundit, this is not the correct way of analyzing. But you see, this way of analyzing, you see, you see, there, it's searching the table, is, you know. After searching all these parts, you know, even the whole group basis to be labeled table. So, but you see, it does not mean that there's no, it doesn't mean table doesn't exist. Table exists. Table exists. Table exists. So, what is that? That's nothing else other than, you see, by seeing this, you see, by seeing this, which does this function to put things on top, by seeing this, it is merely imputed table. It is merely believed, it's table. You see, by seeing this, reason is by seeing this, you see, table being called table, by seeing this called table, is being merely imputed by the mind. You see, by seeing this, it is believed, you see, by having this thing there in this room, by having this thing that which we can put things on top, you see, we can function this. By having this, it is believed that there is a table in this house. By having this, it is believed that there is a table in this house. I see, by seeing this, it is believed I see a table. It is a concept. So you see, the table that which is by seeing this, by having this thing in this hall, you see, then there is a table. Being merely imputed. You see, satisfied by that. You see, just left. You see, left to that. Satisfied just by that. So you see, now there is no table on this nowhere, but there is a table in this house, in this hall. You see now. Now, what the table is, how the table exists, is extremely subtle. Extremely subtle. So subtle. You see, when you really analyze what the table is, you see, extremely subtle. So, it is not non-existent, but it is like non-existent. You see, it is not non-existent. Because you can break table, you see, you can make table, you can use table. But that is, you see, by breaking this, it is believed the table is broken. I broke the table. By making up this base, it is believed that I'm at the table. Just believed, you see, I'm at the table. So by using this, it is believed I'm using table. Just believed I'm using table. So you see, the table is not non-existent, but you see, not this thing. not this thing. That this thing that what we normally think, something concrete that is oneness with the base, undifferentiable with the base, something you can't split, the base and the level table, you can't split, undifferentiable, you see, something, yeah, is it concrete there, you see. So that is not table. So the there is no table, you see, on this. So you see, but there's table in this hall. So you see, so now you can see how the table is completely empty. You see, it has no existence. It has no existence from the sight. No real concrete. There's no real table from the sight. Concrete, real table from the sight. So however, you see, from this you can get idea how the what the table is, how the table exists, you see. Extremely subtle. So now, like this. So you see, now with this analysis, you see, still you feel, you see, that you know the table, you see, nothing of this is table, even the whole group is not table. There's no table anywhere here on this, but there's table in this hall. You see that the table, as you, what the table is extremely subtle, the way the table exists. But you see, you get this idea. You get this idea, but you see, there's something left there, you see, something concrete, you see, in appearance. There's a concrete table. In appearance, there's something left there. There's something left there. There's a concrete or the real table, something that left in appearance, you see, left there. Even though in your mind, you see, by analyzing like this, the table is extremely, as a, what is the table? It's extremely fine, so subtle, you see. But when you look at your appearance, there is a real kind of concrete table left here, you see. You see, kind of oneness or undifferentiable with the base, you know. So now this is what's called a refuting object. This is something that's left. Something that's left here is a real table appearing from its own side, you see. So this is the refuting object, the truly existent table, independent table. So something there's something left there, you see, in appearance. So this is a reputing object, and this is a hallucination. So this is empty. This is complete empty in the reality. Complete empty in the reality. So this, the correct way to mental emptiness of table is that this is really this. You see, what you see by analyzing, see, by recognizing your appearance, this, you know, table which appears unlabeled, independent, something real from the society. So this, by holding, by recognizing this, you see, by recognizing this, then you search where, whether it exists or not, is where it is. So when you do not find this, when you do not find this, and when you see this empty, then that time you are seeing the emptiness, ultimate nature of the table. Ultimate nature of the table. And so by seeing, by seeing the ultimate nature of the table, that the table is completely empty from its inside, then you see, as a result, then one, by seeing the ultimate truth of the table, then you realize the conventional truth at table. You see, how the table exists, being merely imputed by the mind. But the table exists in mere name. So this subtle demand rising, according to the four schools, the Madhyamik school, which has two, the Svatantrika Prasangika, so the last one, Prasangika's view, the extremely subtle demand rising on the table. You see, then the conventional truth is a conventional truth of the Prasangika school. Conventional truth of the table. Then one realizes that how the table exists. You see, in the main name, being merely imputed in my mind. So now same thing. So like this. So the main thing is so to understand, you see, with the eye. So same thing. You see. This body is not lama sopa. The mind is not sopa. You know, this body is not sopa. Mind is not sopa. You see. Body is not sopa. Mind is not sopa. You see. Against form, feeling, recognition, compounding against causes, nothing of this is sopa. You see. Even the whole group is not sopa. It's the basis to be labeled sopa. But that does not mean there's no sopa. You see, sopa exists in this hall. Sopa exists in this hall. There's no other reason at all that there's sopa in this hall. There's no other reason at all except only the aggregates, the body mind is the body mind is here. These aggregates is here in this hall. Only by this reason, you see, it is believed that there's sofa in this hall. So again, you see, sofa is again, you see, what it is. It's extremely, extremely subtle, become extremely subtle. So far, it's fine, it's extremely subtle. You see, and nowhere on this, I guess, nowhere on this body mind association of those two, the whole, you see, association of the group of whole aggregates, you see, nowhere one can find sopa. Nowhere there's sopa. Same thing, you see, the eye, you see, the body is not I, mind is not I, you know, the association of that is a basis to be labeled I. You see, my body, my mind, my aggregates. So therefore, I is a possessor and they are possession, you know. So therefore, you see, my aggregates, my body, mind, so there's no way, you see, that they can be. It's clear from even from this, you see, that they're not I. They are not I. I is possessor, they are possession. So, mind is not I. Nothing of this I. Even the whole group is not I. Mm-hmm. You see? But that does not mean that there's no I. There's I in this energy. There's I in this hall. There's no other reason to say, to believe this, except only the reason is the aggregates, you see, this base aggregates is here, now in this hall, this base. You see, this base. That which you're using as a reason that I'm here. Somebody asked, you see, where are you? You see, I'm in the United States. You see, in New York, in Columbia, in the hall, in the university hall. So, there's no other reason at all. Except only the aggregates is here now in America, see, New York, in the Columbia, see, hall now. So, by that, it is believed, you know, I am here. No other I. The I, what exists, is nothing else other than what is merely imputed by the mind. Depending on the aggregates, depending on these aggregates. So that's all. So you see now, so you see, the I that we often say, from birth time, from morning to night, I that we think of, I that we get up, you see. I that we think of, that which we believe, say. Which appears to us, which we believe, you see, it's completely, you see, completely contradictory from the reality. You see, the I, see, the I which exists, which exists completely, you see. See. You see. The I which exists is completely something else. I which exists is completely something else than what appears to us and what we apprehend. Completely contradictory, completely opposite. It's not, you see, it's not the I that which we normally, you see, we believe, we apprehend, and where it appears to us. You see, same thing, table, those other things. The reality is something else, you see, not what we, what normally appear to us, what we believe. So, you see, so therefore, you see, the eye is completely empty. Eye is completely empty, existing from its own side. Completely empty, existing from its own side. So, therefore, there is no reason at all, you see. There is no real I, you see, independent, you see, unlabeled. There is no real I, real in the sense of existing from its side. So, you see, there is no, so therefore, you see, we think normally when somebody criticizes, when somebody criticizes really hurting, we think really hurting this real I. You see, the, you know, the real I, the self, this person is really harming me, the me which is the real one from the inside. There's something existing from the inside. This person's praising, this person's praising, you see. To me, is something real from its own side, you see? Real I, you see? This person is praising, you see? And being excited. And this person is, you see, and be attached to this. And this person is hurting me, something real one, existing from its side, you see? Then you get angry to that person. And harm, you see, that person. Helping this person, but not helping that person. So, you see, actually, So in reality, this real I is like dream. It doesn't exist, which we always concerned and worried somebody might hurt. You know, this friend might leave me. This friend might leave me. You see, might give up me, might leave me. You see, all this, you see, this person might hurt me. So all this is object that which we believe, what appears to us, which we believe, it doesn't exist. That, you see, real I, that real I, you see, I from its own side, existing from side, you see, that's completely hallucination, empty. It's completely empty. So, therefore, there's no, you see, when you think of the reality, how the I exists, the subtle divine rising, or emptiness of the I, with the same meaning, you see, the, when you think of emptiness I, it gives understanding that I is divine rising, and when you think of the, that the I is divine rising, that it exists, that the I exists, and depending on this aggregate, being merely imputed by the mind, you see the eye is empty. However, you see, so when you think, when you meditate, when you practice awareness that the eye is divine rising or empty, so, you see, doesn't find any reason to, doesn't find, It's like somebody criticizing you in the dream. You know, there's no object to harm. There's no object to harm. There's no subject to somebody giving harm. You see? Even though there's such appearance, but it doesn't exist. So like that, you see? So there's no point to get angry, no point to have dissatisfied mind desire, you see, so much clinging and anger, also ignorance, you see, no point to have a concept. This concept, you see, of true existence, this false conception, believing, you see, that I, that there's an unlabeled I, independent I, you see, true existent I, you see. So, like that. So, however, the point, like this. So like this, the conclusion is, so now you can see very clear, how the tablets came from the mind. Table, that you see. Before mentioned that. So, the point where I stopped, start to speak on this is, so you see, now the nature of the, what is the I, you see, as dependent arising, you see, that exist by dependent on the base and the mind which base aggregates the mind which labels. So therefore, that the eyes is, you see, empty existing from its own sight. So, this is how the eye is. So therefore, this is the reality. So, by realizing this ultimate nature of the I, you see, and by developing this, you eliminate the thought, the wrong conception, you see, which as the I, that which is imputed, appears, you see, that it has an existence from sight, and then clings on that, that is true, you see. So this thought is wrong, you see, the wrong conception, because object what it believe that do not exist. Do not exist. So you see, when the people, when they discovered what they see, what appears to them, and what they believe is not true, is a transformational magician person. You see, when they discover this, then they discover they believe their concept was wrong. So you see. They see that, and also their concept, believing that they're real, there's a real beautiful man or woman, that gets stopped. That concept gets stopped. So similar, by realizing in the ultimate nature of the I, and by developing this wisdom, you eliminate the ignorance, of the true existence. So by eliminating the concept of true existence, you see, then you by eliminating this, you see, then one eliminate, by eliminating the ignorance and seed of the ignorance, by eliminating this, then you see, one eliminate the all the delusions which arises from this, based on this ignorance. Attachment and anger, all those other, the say, other from six root delusions, those other delusions, and then the 22nd delusions, all those other disturbing thoughts get, you see, ceased, and the karma, you see, get ceased. So then, you see, all the true suffering, so this way, all the true cause of suffering ceased. And then all the true suffering, that we see, the sufferings in the the Narak hell sufferings, the Paradise hungry ghost suffering, hot and cold, then the animal suffering, being extremely full and being eaten by another one, so forth, then human being suffering, the rebirth, all these things, dead and devils and suffering, those are the beings who are in the higher planets, you know, devils, the worldly god, so their sufferings, signs of death, so forth, and form even the higher realm, the form in the formless realm, those worldly god, those who live in the higher realm, worldly form and formless, even their suffering, even, see, those sufferings, say, being under the control of karma and delusion, the pervasive compounding of suffering, all these sufferings, all this whole entire true suffering gets ceased. So, as there's no seed, no cause within one's conscience left, you see, no ignorance, not even a seed of ignorance, nothing left. So, you see, impossible to rise suffering again. So, it's like this, one achieved the ultimate happiness, the ultimate liberation. So then, you see, with this wisdom, one practices bodhicitta, you see, method. The skillful means of the the skillful method of the great vehicle. First the bodhicitta. So by by developing this wisdom, and this by developing the wisdom with this method, however, practicing together method of wisdom, you see, and then, you see, conduct six parameters, then on the top, you see, one achieve enlightenment, and then, even cooler than that, then by practicing tantra, skillful means of tantra, by developing the wisdom, then skillful means of tantra, when one achieves enlightenment in one lifetime, and then by practicing, you see, special wisdom of the highest tantra, and you see, the greatest skillful means of highest tantra, practiced together, unified. Here in this case, as in a tantra, you see, method of wisdom unified, and practicing together, then one achieves enlightenment. Not only So this is to leave imprint in order to develop the whole path to enlightenment. So now, in order to develop the path, greater path to enlightenment with one's mind, then need to do rely upon special deities. You see, need to rely upon the special deities, you see, blessings. their help, their guidance. To receive blessings in the mind, so that that allows to receive the realization. For therefore, they need the meditation and recitation of these, you see, these special deities. So now first, Compassion Buddha, in order to develop compassion, especially the realization of bodhicitta, you know, compassion, loving kindness. Now, in order to develop wisdom, for the Manjushri who is the embodiment of all the Buddha's wisdom, so residing this mantra. Om Arapasanadi, Om Arapasanadi, Om Arapasanadi. Now, in order to develop, in order to pacify the obstacles for the success of the practice, generally to pacify all the obstacles, you see, to achieve happiness, you know, success this life, success, you see, you see, future life happiness, you know, ultimate happiness, enlightenment, for everything, to pacify obstacles, then the Vajrapani, like disease, spirit harm, to purify the karma. So particularly, there have been people, you see, whose cancers, by doing recitation of this deity's mantra, Vajrapani, you know, so whose cancers were, you know, recovered. That by giving this advice, you know, to recite the meditation, recite this mantra. So very powerful, very effective to for healing. So but the Vajrapani, who is the embodiment of all this power. Om Vajrapani Hayange Va Garuda Hum Pe. Om Vajrapani Hayange Va Garuda Hum Pe. Om Vajrapani Hayange Va Garuda Hum Pe. So now the compassion, the kind compassion of Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha's the mantra. So by reciting this, it purifies 84,000 aeons of the karma by reciting it one time. So please repeat this prayer mantra. Lama Dongba, Jumdende, Tejin Shaba, Dajumba, Yang Tabar, Zobe Sangye, Bang Yawa, Shagya Tubala, Cha Chalo, Chudo, Yapsu Chiu, Chingye Labdo Sou, Dayata, Om Mune Mune, Mahamuna Yesoha, Dayata, Om Mune Mune, Mahamuna Yesoha, Dayata, Om Mune Mune, Mahamuna Yesoha. Please dedicate and think. I must free all the sentient beings from all the suffering and causes, and lead to full enlightenment. For that, I'm going to achieve enlightenment. I will dedicate all my merits to achieving enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. So thank you very much. So I didn't get to explain about the parts of the other retributive aids and other things is to the different practice about total transformation. But anyway, there are many total transformation books, and also one book that transform the problem into happiness. There are many books, 7 points of transformation, basically the same, what is there. So anyway, so somebody, you see, want to practice, then can read those books and can apply, you see, to use the problem, you know, transform the problem into happiness or to achieve enlightenment, to beneficial for all sentient beings, you know, to freedom from all the sufferings, to lead to enlightenment, however to cause happiness for all sentient beings. So I think I stop here. So so however the conclusion is, as I mentioned, that you see, as I mentioned, how everything comes from the mind. For example, the eye, table, so forth. So like this, everything came from one's mind. Even the problems came from one's mind. So like this. So also from this you can understand root of samsara, root of the whole entire samsara, all the problem is this concept, you see, of truly existent, concept of truly existent I. If there is I having existence from its own sight. So that's the very root of the whole entire problems, you know, whole samsara, whole entire problems, sufferings. So in order to escape from the suffering, we need to eliminate the root, and for that reason we need to understand the emptiness, ultimateness of the I. So that's the essence of this topic. So thank you very much, everybody, for our prayer.